You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, the this week's midweek howl is up and recording, and our public service announcement. If you're new to the show, this part of our programming is not paranormal, and it's sometimes funny. Is that a good description?
I guess I don't know.
And
you're not supposed to laugh at your own jokes, right?
Not supposed to laugh at our own.
So then how would we know?
I don't know. But speaking of laughing, okay. So last week, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Mike in Manitoba.
Yes.
One of our favorite fans. Mm-hmm. And he made a really cool comment. And then he sent some stuff about, you know, he thought you especially would enjoy where he lives up there. It's good fishing. There's only a couple hundred houses, mm-hmm. real remote. And I thought, so one of our other Canadian fans, somebody who has reached out to us before, Lolly, that's her name. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give her last name, but she sent another email. She goes, "Hi there. Sorry for another email. Going to go back to my life now. I laughed out loud again when the listener from Winnipeg talked about getting lifestyle advice from the Howler. Too funny. This, and there's attached, is in Sioux Lookout, Ontario, just a few hours drive east of Winnipeg, Manitoba. My cousin lives there. It is about the same in Fahrenheit, minus 38 degrees. If the plane crashes here, you'd be expected to chop wood. Lolly in Sudbury, Ontario. Sent me a screenshot with the minus 48 degrees when she sent this. Lolly is a listener and a fan who at one time, I think we were talking about jumping out of an airplane or the plane crashing.
Yeah, and I said it went right up Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, it does because it runs right up the North Shore.
And Lolly was saying that she thought that if you and I crashed in her town, we might be considered eligible bachelors. So we've got that.
Well, by golly, I've got to keep that in mind in case I ever do get rich. I don't want to be famous. I could go hang out at, where, not Sioux Lookout, what did you say? Thunder Bay?
She's in Sudbury.
Ask her to send a picture of her fish house.
You just did ask her to, I mean, by you saying go. That.
That's how we... See how big the fish house is. That's what I want to know.
Are we like planning our escape to?
I can't talk about it because I want to just disappear. I want to take my sack of money. If I'd have won, I bought a Powerball ticket the other day. Again, and I thought, man, what am I going to do if I win a couple hundred million? Once I get new tires on my truck, I'm about bought out everything I need. But that'd be perfect, and I could just go up to Canada and hide. It'd be like that. What was that Bronson movie, Death Hunt? You know what I'm talking about? God. Mm-hmm. With Lee Marvin.
We're half of Bronson's movies with Lee Marvin.
Well, why not? You know.
So you'd go north instead of going south.
I don't know what I would do. That's what I'm saying. May I go north and throw him off the trail?
I just can't. Today there's ice here and stuff, and I mean, I'm just tired of the cold. It's no fun.
If you're in an ice house catching fish with your Starlink, I'd get Elon Musk to give me one of them Starlink things. So I'd have a little internet there.
Yeah.
And enough fossil fuels to burn. Hey. It would make you appreciate the French Riviera that much more.
Oh, really?
About June when you got there, right? May, go to Cannes, then go over to Monaco, catch the race, and then just chill out, you know? Well, go over to Rome and confess all your sins the last 6 months and start all over.
Oh, God.
Sound like
even
fun.
Even if I'm not Catholic?
Hold on. Well, how about you got enough money, you can be Catholic. I said you're a Powerball winner.
Yeah, but I might just have to do that, irregardless of whether I win or not.
We just put a CNI after, so it would be Grovici or something, and you just. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of being up there in the cold, how about that article I sent you about the guy that bought the wolf suit?
You know. Did you see that whole suit?
I saw the suit.
It looked like a whole outfit.
Well, I'm looking at the headlines now. It says, I paid $23,000 for my wolf suit. Now I'm free of human relationships. And I really wonder if he had any human relationships before.
First of all, I was trying to figure out how he got the $23,000. And second of all, unless that's why he's got no... Because he done killed his grandma, and that's who he got the money from or something. That's why he ain't got no more human relationships. Says, I don't know.
Says he's a Tokyo professional with an obsession with animals.
And that is why Japan is dying out right there.
Uh-huh. You think so? I mean...
Yeah, their birth rate, Devin. Have you read any of the articles on it?
No, I'm too fascinated by this guy.
For some reason, the Asian, the local populations do not reproduce.
Really?
And they're blaming it on the males. Mm-hmm.
They're blaming it on the males that they're disinterested?
The boys, apparently, they spend more time hanging themselves in the forest than...
In the haunted forest.
Yes, I don't know. There's just some weird.
Well, we have some listeners in Japan. I'd love to hear from them to see what their thoughts are on why the males in according to this article are disinterested in reproducing.
And I don't understand it. You know, and China is another place that's dying out. But that's
gonna take. Wouldn't it take a long time for them to?
It's going to take a while, but they're freaked out about it a little bit. But let's not get into that. If they would just load up a plane of those females and fly them over the trailer park down here, half of them be knocked up because every damn old thing down here in this neck of the woods, especially if they're unemployed and got no means of support, they would totally have about three babies in no time. So that's all the Japanese have to do. Just figure out a way to.
I don't think that's helping the Japanese in the long run. I got to be honest with you.
I don't know.
Speaking of a wolf guy, okay, I'm assuming a great majority of our listeners were watching the football games yesterday. I mean, you were watching the Chiefs Bengals, right?
I did watch the referees give the Bengals or the Chiefs an extra down. And a couple other things, yes. Mm-hmm. It reminded me when Nebraska beat Missouri, was it 15 years ago when they got an extra down?
Oh, I don't remember that. I mean, it's Nebraska-Missouri. I mean, come on.
Uh-huh. Anyhow.
But what caught my eye was one of the commercials that was advertising a new movie coming out called Cocaine Bear.
I seen it advertised on the big screen a month or 6 weeks ago. I don't remember what I was seeing at the movie theater. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the craziest thing you ever saw? Can you believe that?
It was. My first thing was I thought, how did this movie get made? And I'm still working on getting one of my movies made.
Therein lies the problem.
But the second thing was I sent then that trailer to our buddy David Wade,
who showed the Cocaine Bear trailer.
The cocaine bear, he hadn't seen it. He had. He saw it the same as I did on the football game. But he sent me back an article. Do you know? So once the Cocaine Bear got, because they found him dead, they found the bear dead. So the story was this Thornton guy was a pretty famous from a famous family in Kentucky, right? It was Kentucky.
Tennessee. Oh, I mean, they're just like, yeah, just like the wonderful Whites. Was his mama maiden name White or anything?
No, it wasn't famous like that. It was like a real like family that had money and it was well. But anyway, so he was bringing drugs from Mexico in the plane. And I forget what happened, but a bunch of the cocaine ended up getting tossed off the plane. And he jumped off the plane, hit his head on the tail section, and didn't get his parachute opened up till it was too late. He ended up going splat on somebody's driveway, okay? So 75 pounds of that cocaine ended up in a duffel bag somewhere in the woods that the Cocaine Bear ingested. Okay. Now the movie, of course, I don't believe has anything to do.
Right.
With,
yeah.
Because the bear, apparently they just found dead because it had eaten all that.
Which would happen.
Yeah. But so the bear then, as would happen in Kentucky, ends up getting stuffed as a kind of attraction. And at one time, Waylon Jennings owned the Cocaine Bear. And so Wade sent me the article that detailed how Waylon got a hold of it.
I thought maybe Waylon was the Cocaine Bear.
Well, I think that was why he bought the Cocaine Bear, because he thought it was kind of funny, because apparently he partook quite a bit of cocaine.
Have you heard his biography?
I have not. Is that what was he too bad in coke?
I don't think he talks about doing it, but there was certain place he talked about.
The Cocaine Bear?
He had a delivery to the studio, and the DEA or the cops, now they were pretty in their infancy back then. Anyway, he was in the bathroom with two keys of cocaine, and they were in the studio, and I think they had a bathroom off of the, like when the cops came in to raid it, they were stuck in the behind the soundboard, you know what I mean?
Right.
He was, and then the band was out in the studio, and they could see through the glass, but Jennings went there because there was a bathroom off to the side.
And they didn't know he was in there.
Well, it was wired for sound, so whoever was on the board flipped the mics around so they could hear the band could hear what the cops were asking. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
So that'd give him enough time to dump 2 kilos of cocaine, which was a back in them days was, I mean, it's a lot of today, but it was in the 70s or eight, you know, I think it was in the 78, 81, something like, it was just an absolute, you know, like a week's worth of work for somebody like him that made a lot of money or something. And he was able to get it. And then they tried to get him possession on the residue in the, on the bag or something, you know, there was something screwy, but he got out of that one. And yeah, he had a few close calls. I'll tell you how many close calls he had. He was Entertainer of the Year. He talks about being Entertainer of the Year 2 years in a row. Like 74, 5 or 5, 6. Does that sound about right?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. And the accountant came to him at the end of the year and said, you're going to have to file for bankruptcy because you're broke. And there were a time when he made like 4 or 5 million a year, which at the time was a lot of money, right? And the accountant says, well, you owe $3 million and you don't have any money. And he's like, I made 5. How did I, you know what I mean? I made 5 this last year and 5 the year, you know what I mean? He was trying to process how like, he was broke. Mm-hmm.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Speaking of that, I heard a podcast on Fleetwood Mac, and Mick Fleetwood asked like a rhetorical question in the studio one day, trying to impress, I believe, Stevie Nicks. Was he was asking the engineer that was in there, and they said, and the engineer was like, "Look, I know what he's up to. We're trying to get this record done, but Mick Fleetwood wants some cocaine." So he asked out loud to anybody that can hear, he's like, "How much cocaine do you think I have done in my lifetime?" And the engineer's not biting because he knows it's going to turn into a conversation that's like, well, let's get some cocaine and find out. But Stevie Nicks goes ahead and bites and says, well, I don't know. How are we going to find out? And he's like, the engineer's just like, listen, going, oh God, here we go. And he goes, well, we're going to have to get some. And so they get some and they cut it, you know, however they cut it and start doing the math and how many days he has done it over the how many years. And they figured that Mick Fleetwood and them figured conservatively at that point, he had snorted like 6 miles of cocaine. In a thin line. Like, how is that possible?
Well, they had better coke back then and no fentanyl. Because now I would think it would be cut with some bad stuff and it'd kill you before you get that much.
But so now, did you have to go through training in your career about drugs and the effects and what it does? Like, what on earth? How could you do that much cocaine without just
it's like what eating I an elephant, man, one bite at a time, one bump at a time. You know, they didn't build them freaking pyramids in one day, right?
It takes a hell of a lot,
doing 2 miles of six, what'd you say, 6 miles of coke?
6 miles, yeah.
6 miles of coke and building the pyramid, it takes a lot of the same type people, you know what I mean? You got the tan man involved, you got some slavery, you've got some people working their ass off, some people enslaved by their political position. Yeah, it's the same thing.
But what it would do to your body, how could your body recover?
Just like them rats in Chernobyl, man. A little bit at a time is probably, you know.
Did you
maybe a bump of coke is like COVID. It's really not that bad.
That's right. Now, did you ever come across anybody where you went to make an arrest and they swallowed it?
No, because the people I dealt with were smarter than that. You know, that's a thing they do in the movies, because the real street people will know that it's going to kill them. You know, you can't, you know, they would put it in their mouth, but they'd never swallow a little bit of crack back in the day in plastic bags. But no, you didn't have people swallow much, because if the bag breaks, it seems like we had a dude that went to the prison and had some. And the reason why we were there is because he was dying, because one of the bags broke in his stomach.
So it literally, if you did ingest it like that, it would kill you.
Just like the bear, man. Yeah, but some days the bear gets you and some days the coke does. I don't know.
But I mean, to be fair, that was 75 pounds.
I don't think the bear could have got 75 pounds before he was gone. I wouldn't think. I don't know. Now, of course, if you're doing a winter in Lookout, Manitoba or Ontario, that would probably be just about what it'd take to get through the winter. All those dark nights and cold ass winter, wind chill, wind blowing.
Well, I got to be honest. Lolly telling me that I'd have to cut wood does you not scare me. I mean, God, I've been cutting wood since I was about six.
Maybe that would help you increase your wood. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck snorted crack first? I don't know. Right?
Oh, God.
Because what did I read? I read about something where they were doing that to increase their output. And I don't remember. Of course, it's always been around for the music industry. But
the woodchucks? Like the woodchucks were using coke to increase.
No, I mean people, right?
They were using coke to increase their output?
Well, yeah, that's how, you know, that when coke was formed, Coca-Cola was formed.
Yeah, they were putting coke
in it. And he got that from somewhere else, that they were doing it to increase work productivity. In the 1870s, simplest way.
Well, I mean, it was supposed to keep you sharp and alert, right?
I'm sure it does. They say. I mean, I listened to somebody on Marin talk about how paranoid it makes you, and sometimes it's true. You know.
So is that
what he was saying is normally when you do a bunch of rails that. The sirens and the police are in your mind. This particular actor, I won't say his name because I like his acting, said in my case, they were always true. It really was the cops telling me to get on the ground.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. I guess two guys that really have never used drugs shouldn't be probably even having a discussion about drugs, right?
I don't know. We could talk about bears.
Have you ever hunted bears?
You know, I had the opportunity several times. I didn't, because I kind of think they're cool creatures. I've ate some bear. And I'm talking to four-legged kind of bears. Maybe some two-legged too before I was married. But, yeah, they're common for guys up there in Minnesota. And in Canada, you know, they shoot them and they cook them. And it's kind of greasy like pork. And, you know, it reminds me a lot when you're cooking raccoons. You know, it's got that same, you know.
I've never cooked a raccoon. I've never had a raccoon.
Well, that's because you're living in the future, not the past. Biden stays in office a few more years, you'll be eating them if you can find one.
Raccoons?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, food you won't be able to afford. Your post office salary. They're raising the stamp again?
Yeah, that's what I'm told. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. My God, you'll be running out of money, running out of stamps. You'll be able to forage.
We are
65 cents, does that sound right?
I thought it was going to 63. I gotta be honest. I don't even know what it is now.
At 60, yeah, they were raising it to 60 something. I just remember when it was 50 cents. Wasn't that was going to be the last time? Buy some Forevers. Isn't that when they put in the Forever stamp? Because that was going to be the last time.
Well, no, I think they.
So I knew people that went down and bought rolls of stamps. So by God, the next time I'm going to have them. I'm going to save that dime, 13 cents.
People do that.
Money.
People do that, and it's amazing, because I don't know that many people mail letters with stamps on them anymore.
Oh, but by God, if they want to, they can, because they got the stamp.
Yeah, or they can put, like, 3 books of stamps on a box to send it. That's what it takes. I mean, it's 63 cents, I think, for a stamp. And you can get like one of those boxes for like $5. So why would you? I mean, that's not that big a leap in my mind from 63
cents. You mean flat rate box?
Yeah, flat rate box.
I do everything flat rate box.
Yeah, I've picked up some flat. See, we used to. Okay, so we used to have this guy that was actually was right next to the post office, and he had a garden shed. Okay. And every day they'd bring over, and this was when those flat rate boxes first came out. And it was $5, I think, then, right? $5?
Yeah, probably for the little one.
For the little box. And they'd bring over these boxes. I could barely pick them up.
Right. Okay? Lead or ammo or something. Mm-hmm.
So this guy in Bucyrus, Ohio, out of his garden shed, was making sinkers for commercial fishermen.
Yeah. I bought a lot of lead. You know what? I can turn around right now and I can put my hand on some big, big sinker molds. So bring me back to that.
Okay.
I'm looking at one right here at my feet, as a matter of fact. Probably, I keep talking so I can reach over and get it and tell you how many ounces it is.
So this guy, this little garden shed, was making these huge sinkers for those big commercial lines that get laid out behind the ships.
Yep.
And I'm like, what are you like? It didn't even make any sense. And so he was buying lead in those $5 boxes and they were getting sent to him. And they were melting them down or whatever, smelting them into sinkers and sending them. And it was just killing us. You know, you couldn't lift the boxes and whatever. And then it wasn't too much longer. This guy's son, he was a real piece of work. He got busted stealing the weights off tire, like the little counterbalance weights off tire.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's what they were using to melt those down to make sinkers too.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple. I've got a 5-gallon bucket. It's 2/3 of the way full of wheel weights right now.
For the very same reason? Or to make bullets or what?
Yeah, you know, I like to think of myself as a collector. There's people in my space that think I'm a hoarder. And when I was a kid, all I wanted to do was hunt and fish. And we didn't have a lot of money. Okay. So if you wanted to, so people like me and my neighbor kid, Rusty, we would make our own sinkers. And I got in with some guys that make our own pistol bullets and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. My dad used to make his own.
And what has happened is, as an adult, I've amassed some personal wealth where I can buy all the fishing sinkers I want. So there was when I've had the opportunity to pick up a bucket of lead, I've got a bucket of lead that came out of an old gas station from my hometown. Okay. Cause they were, you know, the old man that was on it was shutting it down and asked me if I wanted it. And I took it over to a guy I knew, and he made me a bunch of lead heads for crappie jigs and all that stuff. But I caught that stuff in case the end of the world happens and I survive it, I can at least have my own stuff, right? I need to go back to the old ways I can. Now, this giant fishing sinker, you know what snagging is, where you go out and snag big spoonbill on the bottom of the water?
Hook?
Yes. So anyway, they're these giant prehistoric fish that lay in the bottom of the I can't say lake but they're kind of in a lake, but they need running water. So there's lakes that are dammed up, rivers they'll be into some places. So when I was a kid, you'd go down and snag all weekend, maybe even get one fish because you thought you knew where they're at, but you might not be, right? So you've got a big sinker with a couple of hooks strung in front of it, and you've got to drop it down big like ocean rod. You drop it down, run a bunch of string out, and you just pull it back in and hope you snag a fish. And it's a load of work. So when I moved back to Missouri a few years ago, I said, I'm going to take my boys snagging. And, of course, between the Xbox and the PlayStation and all the bullshit, they don't have any interest in it whatsoever. But when I went to buy the stuff, I seen how expensive. So instead of me buying $30 worth of fishing sinkers, I bought $100 worth of sinker molds and $75 worth of lead. And I spent about $300 and
made your own.
No, I had somebody make them for me because I got time. I don't have any time to be doing cool stuff like that, but somebody in my space did it for me, which is why I've got molds and sinkers here in my office. And I run to a dude that I know, an old retired cop friend of mine. And I said, hey, something about snag. And I said, man, I haven't went since I was a kid. I'm really wanting to go. And he said, oh, we got our limit the other day in 20 minutes. I said, how does that happen? He goes, well, these fish finders are so good on the boat now. It's like watching TV underwater. So they drive around till they see these big fish, drop their lines and hook them, and they're done. And it ruined it for me. And I didn't even get in the boat, didn't even go. I said, if that's chicken shit way, I want to work for about 3 days and eat fried food the whole time and complain about not catching anything. Watching these big monsters on TV and then hooking them like that, I just didn't like the way it felt. So I haven't went. So that's why I got all the sinkers in my office. I haven't lost any of them, and I haven't went. It's just that.
And there's a lot of fish out there that are glad.
Well, yeah, so that's right.
Just one more thing. Technology's ruined, right?
Yeah, well, because my one boy overheard all that, and he's like, cool, let's go now. And I'm like, no, I'm not going just to catch. It ain't about catching a fish, you know?
It's about the experience.
Yes.
It's about the disappointment.
It's about hanging out with dudes and driving around the lake and seeing what other people's got and talking smack and whatever. It's not about catching fish at all. You know? Because by the time I put gas, huh?
I think you would be a good ice fisherman then, up there in the ice canyon.
Exactly. So, get them pictures for me. Let's see what that fish house is like.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.